My name is Ruby Shorrock, and I'm a fourth year Glasgow vet student.
We're here in the Simon community in the East End of Glasgow. You're about to set up your clinic, for a veterinary clinic for people who have dogs who are homeless or any animals, I presume. How did this idea come about?
Well, I saw the one that Nottingham University have set up and read about one in Edinburgh. And after doing a bit of research about the homeless community of Glasgow, I realised that no hostels take dogs. So there's very little support for them. So I thought, oh, maybe we need a clinic, and it sort of snowballed from there, really.
So you're just starting. You're about to open for the first time, only a few minutes' time. Are you expecting a lot of people to come along?
Not really. These things take a while to get out there and communicate to them what's happening and things. So we're sort of having a run through, and if people turn up, then they do, and you know, we'll give them all everything that we've got. And if they don't, then it was a good chance to practice and yeah, so we'll see what happens.
So your research, you say you've done some research into this and you say there's no provision at the moment. And so what do the folk do if they're homeless who have animals and they, you know, obviously they can't afford to take them to a vet, can they?
No, well, there's no hostels that take dogs, and a lot of them will, so they'll refuse to go into temporary housing if they've got a dog, and they won't take dogs. They'll refuse to leave their dog on the street because this dog is their best friend. Provides them unconditional love. The dog doesn't judge the person, and you know, they're so attached to these dogs, they won't leave them. So that's they just stay on the street, basically.
So are you telling me that the dogs wouldn't get any veterinary help if they needed it then?
Yeah, I mean, often the guys don't know how to get help, which is why we're here. We can point them in the right. I mean, we do vaccinations, flea worming, and microchipping, so it's all preventative stuff. So if the dogs need any further care, we can then direct them to a vet that will be able to provide the care for them and everything. And we've also raised a kitty of money so that we can then pay for the treatment. Because obviously the other thing is they don't have any money to pay for the treatment and veterinary care. It's very expensive.
So do you know what they're doing at the moment then to look after the animals?
No, I mean, they very often the dogs are... They look after the dogs better than they look after themselves. But obviously there's only so much that they can do. So if we can vaccinate them to make sure they don't get any of the really nasty diseases that are out there, defree them, deworm them so they don't pick up any parasites, then they're as comfy as we can make them. And if they have any serious problems, then we can help them find veterinary care.
So how many animals do you think there are out there, homeless people that have dogs and so forth?
I don't actually know. I'm waiting for some statistics, but... people know how many homeless people there are. They don't know how many homeless people with dogs there are. So at the moment, we don't know.
Okay, so you must be quite excited to get this project up and running then.
Yeah, really excited and a little bit nervous at the same time. I didn't really expect it to kind of happen so quickly. I mean, as I introduced the concept in March, and now it's October and we're having our first clinic. So I'm really excited to see how it goes and see what comes of it.
And you've got a lot of things spirit on this table. Can you tell us what you've got here?
Yeah, we've got basically the public, I guess. The public have been really, really great, actually. We've got like collars and leads donated to us from the public, dog coats. A few of these have actually been bought new. We've requested that they're waterproof and they have reflective bits on them. And then we have these little bags for food. You're meant to take them trekking with you, and they've got little handles and a little portable bowl in there. And what we're going to do is put the food in here for the guys, and then they can keep coming back and having these little bags topped up. And we have things like travel bowls, a few gravy bones, all donated to us from the public or bought off our Amazon wish list.
Brilliant. And how often will the clinic be open?
It'll be every month.
Every month? Just one day every month?
One day every month, yeah.
For 3 hours?
Yes.
Okay, then. And how many people will it take to keep it going?
Well, we've got a committee of 8 people, which we're sort of the core. We help make sure everything's stocked up. And then what will happen throughout the year is the rest of, like, fourth-year students who want to be involved will be on a rota. So we'll have different students, because the other aim of the clinic is for vet students to get experience. So get experience of doing a clinical exam on a dog, giving them vaccinations, building their communication skills, obviously in the supervision of a fully qualified vet.
And do you expect to encounter things that you wouldn't encounter in your normal training then with these animals?
I don't know, really. We're going to sort of find out as we go along. I think we'll see a lot more cases of fleas and things like that, because obviously they just pick them up more easily on the street, where we made sure that we have flea and worming treatment here. But other than that, we're going to have to see what happens and see what we get.
Okay. Well, good luck with your venture.
Thank you very much.